Good, what's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Joe Rogan and I guess it's Matt Taibbi exposes the woke media machine, their false reporting and outrage farming. Before we get into that, let's give you a word from Promo Palace.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You're the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please check us out, promopalace.biz. We also got the, let me stand up, show you, the new little apparel. It's one of the t-shirts for all you dog lovers. Excuse me, cat lovers, animal lovers, animal rights activists, go to promopals.biz, click on merchandise. We got the t-shirts, hoodies, and much, much more. We also got the Etsy shop. It's etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign. etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign. All right, so let's get into it. Rogan and I guess I'm pronouncing it right, Matt Taibbi.
Know that their audiences will forgive them for making mistakes as long as the mistakes are in the right direction.
Right. As long as it's ideologically correct.
So there was a whole generation of reporters who were raised like me. Like our whole thing was the night before we published something, we couldn't sleep because we were afraid of that one thing that would be fucked up in the report that somebody would catch the next day, and that might end your career, right? Like if you got something really, really badly wrong, it was potentially a career-ending thing, especially if you made some kind of ethical mistake in forgetting to check something. So that terror was common to all reporters until recently. Now, all of a sudden, when you make a really, really bad mistake, your audience is probably going to be fine with it. They don't punish you for it in the same way. And they've basically brought in a whole generation of people who have this ethos of, well, so what if it's wrong? You know, which is why all these people no longer have faith in these companies. And they can't see it. It's amazing that they can't see it. But people are leaving these companies. They're no longer trusting them. And they don't see that correlation, which is incredible to me.
It's very strange, but again, it fuels this thing that I think is very good, which is trustworthy, independent media. Like Crystal and Sagar, when they had their old show, Rising on the Hill, they decided to leave. And when they decided to leave, we had a group conversation on the phone, and you know, they were asking me advice, and I was like, I think you guys are going to be gigantic when you leave. I think it's going to be bigger than ever. You'll be completely free. You won't have to worry about any editorial control. And you don't need anybody. I mean, I'll help you. Everybody else will help you. The show's already excellent. But it's excellent entirely because of you two. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with being attached to any other organization that's going to...
Let me chime in. He's right. Reason I like Crystal and Sagar is because one's more conservative, the other's more liberal Democrat. So they're... You're definitely always going to get non-biased views, opinions, and thoughts on there. Because, you know, when you go to most of these mainstream media places like CNN, everybody's just agreeing on CNN. That's why I kind of like Fox, the show where they have like four or five people sitting at the table. They always have like Geraldo in there or this other guy, which usually doesn't always agree with the other three or four, you know, even though they typically will always agree. There's always one person in there to say, hey, no, I don't agree with that, and push back on, you know, on what they said and whatnot. and give their opinion, but they do it in a civil manner. And that's what the problem with is if you go on, if you're conservative, you go on CNN, all they're going to do is try to attack you. You know, they're not going to, they're not going to do any kind of positive reporting. They're just going to do all negative reporting on you. They're going to attack you. And, you know, it's, they're not civil. And then you, like you said, this idea that, oh, so what, we made a mistake. So what, it's false or it's a lie. You know, let's just keep it moving. It's okay. No, because if one thing that's more important in this world to me than anything in life is truth. Truth is like one of the number one things at the top of my list. Truth, because I value honesty at the top of my list in my friends. So I always want to know the truth. And I have this thirst to know the actual truth of every freaking thing on this planet. Let's keep it moving.
Siphon money off of you.
Yeah.
And so look at them. They were number one almost instantly.
Right.
And they've maintained that position the entire time. And they're bigger than ever now.
Right. Yeah. And they were raised, they had that hesitation because we're raised in media, in professional corporate media, to be terrified of leaving the fold. Now, yes. I actually came up through alternative media, so I wasn't afraid of leaving it. I had my own newspapers when I lived overseas. The idea of being out in the wilderness didn't frighten me so much. So when I moved to Substack, I just thought, this is probably going to be cool. It's probably going to work, right? But a lot of people who came up,
yeah,
you know, you do think, wow, I'm never gonna get back in to the club, and if I don't make enough money, that's it. You know, that's it for me. Which is why they're staying. But you're look at how much success they've had. The audience out there is huge.
Yeah.
They're probably making more money than they ever dreamed of they would make. And you know, there's opportunities to do all kinds of amazing things now because of that.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, I was really fortunate that I had other jobs when I first started doing this podcast. And the podcast was never, when the beginning of it at first was never for money. It was just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it as a job at all. And so when I had gotten it to the point where it started to become valuable, there were a bunch of vultures that tried to buy half of it or take over. Like there was one like podcast network that literally wanted to take 50% of the show just to be on the network. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
this why is, would I do that?
they go, well, you'll have more ad revenue because you'll be connected to our whatever, our network. I go, what fucking network?
Right.
Like, this is a podcast, man. This is a different, like, they didn't even understand. And this was quite a few years ago before it had gotten big. But the point is, I know friends that took that deal.
Mm-hmm.
That gave their podcast over to this network and became a part of it. And now they're probably kicking themselves.
Right.
Because, like, I'm sure it's like a permanent deal. Like, I'm sure they own 50% of it forever or whatever percentage they, I mean, maybe they started with 50 and negotiated down. I don't know. But the point is, there's so.
Let me chime in. It's kind of how the music business is. When you're an independent artist and you're successful and you're really, really successful, you're making way more money. Once you sign to that majors, the majors is, yeah, they might give you an advance and whatnot, but you still got to do a lot of the work on your own. They really just making money off of your effort, your sweat, and your work nowadays, because labels don't know how to break new artists. They don't break new music whatsoever. You know, artists are breaking themselves. Something he said is he got into podcasting because he just thought it was a cool thing to do and just loved to do it and never really thought it was a money thing. You know, I got into it because I wanted to turn it into another source of income and get this YouTube channel monetized and also have something of value to offer my clients as well, you know. But now, for me, it's not even... Even if I probably don't get paid, even if I didn't get paid off of this, I probably keep doing it because now I enjoy doing it more than ever. Now I'm really passionate about it. And, you know, I'm probably just as passionate as I was or am as a musician, probably even more passionate now because being a podcaster is more realistic than me being a successful musician. So my passion probably is going to end up running so deep for this that, you know, rapping would be like, so what? Let's keep it moving.
So many people that when given the opportunity to have like some real security, like this is going to, you're going to be connected to this network. They're going to protect you. They're going to bring in the ads. You don't have to do anything. And they just take a percentage of it, but you will always have income because you'll be connected to us and we are a big corporation. And you're like, oh, just like when I was on NBC, right. This is going to be great. Like it'll give me security. And you start thinking about your mortgage. You start thinking about your kids' college and all that stuff. And you go, okay, this is a good thing. And it's hard. It's hard to just say, no, I'm going to be.
You know what? And I got to chime in. Something he said is, fortunately, he had other things to make money off of while he was building his podcast. I'm that fortunate, too. I have a self-sustaining advertising and music promotion company for the last 10 years. And I'm able to just, when I'm not, you know, when I'm done processing orders, I'm able to just put the rest of my time and energy into this podcast. You know, because ads are running daily. I got search engine Google ads running daily. So the site's being promoted every day. Plus, I got people spamming me every day. Then I got my own email database as well. So I'm able to focus and put time. And that's why I'm able to just do a podcast every single day. And that's why I'm going to start ramping them up to 2 or 3 every single day, Monday through Sunday, 365.
Independent, but this is the time. This is the best time ever to be independent.
Yeah. No, yes. And that's why it is a very hard decision for people to walk away and go independent and do the thing.
Is the,
you
know, best
what I did,
time
what Glenn
right now
did, what Crystal and Kyle did. But it works. And and the other choice, staying with traditional media, is increasingly not a good bargain for you. Not only, you know,
trusted.
The piece of the pie there getting smaller and smaller all the time because their ratings are getting worse. The advertising revenue is dropping off.
Yep.
But the ideological conformity in those in those organizations is getting worse. And that is something that never used to exist before, at least not to this degree.
Not to that extreme.
So you're going to be miserable doing that. You might as well do the job the way you want to do it correctly. And get paid, you know, in a commensurate way for doing it.
I think there's a bunch of people, though, that haven't established a large following that are worried, rightly so, of being lost in this.
Sure.
So I don't think this is available to anyone. It's obviously available to you and to Glenn and to Jimmy Dore and a lot of these other people that have they've already gathered up a large, loyal audience because they know that they can trust these people. Mm-hmm. Or the people, rather, know they can trust them to be honest and to just give their take on things. But
and that's what it boils down to. You can't trust mainstream media at all, really, no more. Because, like he said earlier in his video, oh, they make a mistake or they put in false information or tell lies. So what? Let's just keep it moving. You know, there was a time when they had to redact everything. If you put in false reported, you had to come back and report on that you got it wrong. They're not doing that no more at all. There's no honor in reporting, no integrity in reporting, no values in reporting. It's just all about clickbaits. Let's just say shit just to say shit. You know? And you could trust people like Joe Rogan more, Patrick Bet David, Officer Tatum, Black Conservative Perspective. And I'll not to just name conservative ones, but they're less biased. They're willing to, like, conservative podcasters, if you bring facts to the table, they're willing to have their minds changed. You get onto the far left liberal side, they got their minds made up, man. When you got your mind made up, we can't have a civil conversation. I can't present any kind of facts or evidence to change your mind. Then there's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to talk about. And the fact that mainstream media doesn't value facts and truth anymore is really bogus to me. And these independent people are more like, you know, the Daily Wire. They're more concerned about facts and truth. Steven Crowder, you know, facts and truth. I would argue, I don't know any really Democratic podcaster or news person that is really about facts and truth. Maybe I just don't watch them, but I just see so much hypocrisies and double standards over for the far left. Like, I just see it all day long, every day, just hypocrisies and double standards after one after another, you know? And I don't trust hypocrites. I don't trust double standards. You know, I don't trust people who don't value honesty. So I'm going to continue to go to independent ones. And for me, my number one go-to podcaster would be Patrick Bet-David. And I like Crystal and Sagar, simply because one's more of a Democrat, liberal, and the other one's more conservative, Republican. And they're able to sit down and have civil debates and discussions and come to agreement. And when they disagree, they don't get outraged by it, where they can't work together no more and things of that nature. You know, like Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp are definitely going to be, they're going to end up pretty much breaking up probably soon. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.